This is Passport to Texas. In the unforgiving terrain of far west Texas lies the Trans-Pecos. Much of the aquatic life that's adapted to survive in the waters of this harsh Chihuahuan desert region are found only here.
Because of lack of water and loss of habitat, we have a lot of fish in West Texas that are threatened.
Such as the Pecos pupfish. Fisheries biologist Ken Saunders works in West Texas monitoring the species.
So we have about 3 miles of creek left in the whole state of Texas that has the Pecos pupfish in it. And so we're going to be taking DNA samples, and shortly we'll be able to know whether we still have that fish here or not.
We join Saunders as he evaluates Pecos pupfish during an upcoming segment of the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS.
The science we're doing is really important because it gives us an idea of how the population of fish are doing. Are they declining? We wouldn't know that if we didn't come out here quarterly to monitor the population.
The Pecos pupfish is just one fish in one area of one desert. Why does it deserve our attention?
It's part of the natural system. And every time we lose part of our natural system, we lose part of us. It's our world. If we don't take care of it, what are we going to have left?
View the segment on the Pecos pupfish on the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS the week of September 25th. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.